an ordinary plane, but on an extraordinary mission. Because Novaspace's latest Airbus A310 zero-G aircraft is being used by the European Space Agency for research into conditions of microgravity, which is why all the passengers are scientists. To obtain zero-G, the plane must perform a series of parabolas. Before each parabola, on the pull-up, people experience almost 2G, so their bodies will feel twice their normal weight. The pilot calls out the increasing angle, and when it reaches a specific point, they inject the plane into the parabola. Everyone on board is then in microgravity as the plane free-falls up and over the top of the curve. There are 12 experiments on board, including 6 by students, as part of ESA's flying thesis programme. The experiments cover everything from fundamental physics and neuroscience to psychology, looking at body image and perception. This experiment is examining the effect of microgravity on the brain. This is important for astronauts doing long-duration stays on the ISS, but there are also wider applications. Inside here is a pulsating heat pipe, potentially a new way of managing the thermal conditions of satellites or components on board the ISS. The copper pipe, seen here showing the flow of a condensed vapour, also has a section made of sapphire that is transparent to visible and infrared radiation. After each parabola, there is another 20 seconds of 2G as the plane pulls out to level flight. A few minutes later and the next parabola begins. In between each one, scientists must quickly reset their experiments and prepare for the next bout of microgravity. In the final few parabolas, everyone works hard to finish their science. For the Mars Society experiment, however, there's only one shot to get this right, as it involves testing the initial deployment of a densely packed balloon that they hope one day will carry instruments for studying Mars's atmosphere. Whether it's preparing for Mars or helping life on board the space station and on Earth, the zero-G plane offers a unique environment for research and the closest conditions possible to simulate being in space.